This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live. This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want toll-free here, 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype, at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it is Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Of course, you can talk about anything you want. Still to come, Mark, you do have to tell us the story about the horse that you and, I guess, a crew of other firemen rescued from a pool. Today, apparently, it decided it wanted to go swimming on a 20-degree day in New Hampshire. You'll tell us about that on the way. And first, we go to a different Mark. This one is calling us from Tampa, Florida, and watching on YouTube at cam.freetalklive.com. Hey, Mark, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello. I want to bring up a topic that is quite popular, or you guys talk about it quite a lot on Free Talk Live, about schools, government
sure.
schools. And I agree with you quite a bit that the schools suck and they're incompetent, but the part that I think you leave out a lot is you can't get a job. You can't go forward. You can't go to college. Now, I'm gonna save the college topic for a minute, but.
Hold on. You can't get a job. What? What about you can't get a job?
Without a high school diploma.
False. You can absolutely get a job without a high school diploma.
When was the last time you showed your high school diploma for anything?
Well, you got a good point on that, but society, our society requires any job you apply for pretty much says, do you have a high school diploma or GED equivalency?
I imagine that they do, but I guess that the my thought process on that is that the only people who need a high school diploma are people that are only marginally qualified to have one. So, in 10th grade, at 16 years old, and I think that's the age that you can take the GED.
Mm.
Look, this is not legal advice. If I would have taken the GED, dropped out of school, and gone to work full-time, I don't think my life would have been markedly different, except for the fact that I probably wouldn't have ended up in prison because of school.
I agree and I disagree. I agree with you there. But school today, I'm in my mid-40s, and my kids had just graduated high school.
Yep.
And school today, I agree with you, it sucks. It's terrible. The whole system's a joke. But if you apply yourself, there are a lot of opportunities within that school.
Sure.
The school's never going to go away. I don't care. I agree with you. It sucks, and it's a horrible system. But I think we should encourage people to go to the school. No homeschooling, go to the school, get your degree, and...
Let me ask you this.
I disagree.
I do disagree, and let me ask you this. The school, do you think that it disenfranchises? This is what my biggest complaint with school is that if I felt like I had to go out and learn something, I would probably want to go to school to get a degree to prove that I had learned that thing, sit in front of teachers, who are experts in the subject or whatever and learn that stuff. But don't you think that's because I've been disenfranchised from the notion that I am the source of learning in my life? What that means, what I'm going to clarify what that means. My son doesn't expect to get taught when he goes to school because he doesn't go to school. My son learns throughout the day because life is about learning. And he hasn't needed it so far, and frankly, neither have I. There's never been a certification or a qualification or any of those things that's managed to get me through into a job or out of a job or any of those things. And I've been reasonably successful in life. And I really kind of wonder, why do I think sometimes about going to get a master's degree in history from Dartmouth when I can learn everything I want to learn about the subjects I want to learn in history on the internet? In most cases, just watching YouTube videos.
I couldn't agree more. But see, the problem is society. Let's just pick a big company like Procter & Gamble or AT&T or something.
I work for Clear Channel.
Well,
do you have a high school diploma?
How could they prove that I did or didn't?
Did you lie on the job app?
Are you claiming that I don't have a high school diploma?
I don't know.
I told them if the job app asked me, if they gave me a job app, and if it asked me if I had a high school diploma, I said yes. I actually have two.
Hmm.
Because not only do I have a high school diploma, but I also lied to the prison officials about not having one so that I could then take the GED and get 90 days worth of game time. I think it was 90 days. It might have been 60 days worth of game time. By taking my GED to, quote unquote, show my improvement.
Yeah, yeah.
I got the highest rating on the GED that they ever had at that particular prison
institution. Yeah.
Right. But you're using one example.
I'm using the example of an ex-convict that never showed his high school diploma. It's a pretty good example.
Well, yeah, I mean, sure. I got hired before graduating high school as a teenager.
I'm not saying that you can't do it. I'm not saying government school is good. But what I'm saying is people that go, there's a lot of advantages to government school. You're going to get taxed for it regardless. It's never going to go away. The government school is never going to go away. So why don't you go and take advantage of it?
But what's the advantage? Hold on. Just because it's not going to go away, that's not an advantage. Just because they're forcing you to pay for it, that's not an advantage.
No.
In order for it to have an advantage, you would have to compare it to some other form of learning. So what is the advantage of going to a government school as opposed to, say, homeschool or unschool, for instance? Or even private school?
Private school is a joke, too, because to me it's just regulated by the government anyway.
If I would have stayed in private school, I also would not have gone to prison. At this point, the only thing I can say about government school is I ended up in prison because of it.
Did you meet the wrong people?
Right. Okay. That's right. Do you want to send your middle-class kid to the best education that they can get with the best kids that they can find, or do you want to send them to the day prison where they learn how to knife fight and cuss?
Every homeschooled or unschooled child I've ever known seems to have all the advantages. So what is the advantage? Let's just keep to homeschooling and unschooling. What's the advantage of government school?
Well, I think because you're with a broader group of people. You're with more people.
That's actually not necessarily true. Hold on. You're with more people your age in a government school. But outside of a government school, homeschool or unschool, you can get involved in all kinds of different interest groups within a huge age range of people.
No, but you're really not going to find an institution full of 1,500 people that you can mill about in. And
I didn't say that. I said there's you. You'd be.
But that's the advantage of government school. Government school prepares you for the misery that is corporate life. Like that's what he's claiming here.
But even
and
in
that's
a corporate
exactly
world.
What it was designed for. But it was designed to spit out obedient factory workers.
That's true.
The government school's biggest advantage, as he has pointed out, is in fact its biggest weakness. It is a god-awful place designed to make you a cubicle monkey. Please don't send your kids there.
For example, if you're homeschooled, I don't know enough about homeschool because I never did it. I never had my kids do it.
Sure.
But, I mean, they have a lot of different, you know, they have state-of-the-art computers, and they have athletic teams and clubs. There's a public school.
Right, okay. Well, to point out, you can send your kid to any of the clubs and any of the athletic stuff because you're forced to pay for it. So you can send your kid to those things. But
if you're a homeschooler.
This state-of-the-art computer thing, I mean, I didn't have to pay $3,000 a year to send other people's stinking children to school, I could certainly buy all the state-of-the-art computers for my son that he could have. Anyway,
also, state-of-the-art only means at the moment that it was purchased. So usually when you're looking at government schools, yeah, sure, they'll buy some nice computers, you know, whatever year they're refurbishing their computer supply. But then they might let them sit there for several years. So you may actually not have state-of-the-art computers, because what was state-of-the-art in 2010 is not state-of-the-art in 2017.
Well, sure, I understand that. But see, my point is, you're going to pay for it. It's not going away. So I say, don't discourage people from going. It's never going to go away. I think you...
Yeah, that's the weakest argument I've ever heard, honestly.
Right, you have to pay for the roads, but don't send your children to play in them.
No, but you're still going to take... there's a lot of
I have to pay for the prisons, and I'm not recommending people go there either.
Take advantage of them. They have a bed and three meals.
These are day prisons, dude. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. They're day prisons for kids, and they really are. They're just as institutionalizing. Hey, thanks for the call. I do appreciate the discussion. If you're enjoying sending your kids there, then I hope they don't get arrested. I appreciate it. Toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE like freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try. Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
I got my Blink Home security system delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get three Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit BlinkProtect.com/FTL. 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 I've said it many times on air, and I'll say it here. The New Hampshire Liberty Alliance is one of the most important organizations for freedom in the world. New Hampshire is ground zero for freedom, and the NHLA is the best organization at promoting effective liberty activism. This ad is sponsored by Free Talk Live, and I, Mark Edge, am a lifetime member because I believe in the NHLA. Please check them out at nhliberty.org. Not everyone can move right now, but you can support the cause. Donate top cryptocurrencies or old-fashioned U.S. dollars, nhliberty.org. Visit their website and see what they're all about, nhliberty.org.
Shop online and support Free Talk Live. Every purchase you make at shop.freetalklive.com helps spread a message of liberty. From shop.freetalklive.com, you can shop at places like Walmart, Newegg, Amazon UK, Amazon Canada, Omaha Steaks, HostGator, and more. Plus, you can get discounts on web hosting, legal documents, or pretty much anything using saveatpurse.com. Just bookmark the link and help Free Talk Live while shopping online. Thank you for shopping with shop.freetalklive.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Hi, I'm Marcia Miller from Mud Pie. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time. But some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why Mud Pie supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free here. The live Sunday edition continues. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And you can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. With you tonight, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
Still to come, Mark's story about rescuing a horse from a pool in 20 degree weather here in beautiful New Hampshire today. You'll get to that story.
It didn't seem beautiful at the time.
Nope, certainly not. But let's go to your calls and thoughts first. Also, I do want to let you know that Anarchapulco is coming up in 2 months, February 15th through the 18th. We're going to have the pleasure of broadcasting from the event again this year. It has moved to a new location, the Princess Resort, which is a very beautiful hotel, as the last one was. I believe this is in it's the sister hotel of the one that we went to last year. And I think this is the one that's on the beach in Acapulco. Of course, there's a lot of hotels on the beach, but this is the one which will be very, very beautiful, and we're going to enjoy it. It's going to be a great, not only Liberty Convention or Anarchist Convention, but also there will be plenty of cryptocurrency talk, with Cryptopulco being the final day of the event. It's, again, February 15th through the 18th. It's going to feature great speakers, including G. Edward Griffin, Jeffrey Tucker, Roger Veer, Larkin Rose, Jeff Berwick, Bruce Fenton, Brett Vinat, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Juan Galt, Adam Kokesh, Kerry Wedler, Vit Yedlaika, and Sterling Lujan, and more, including live music like Jordan Page, Backwards, Rob Hussle, and others. You can go to Amazon. You can go to anarchapulco.com. The Amazonian Ceremony is going to be held there. That's going to be a program that you can pay extra for. They're going to also have an extra health and wellness retreat, Change Media University, and other options that you can add into your ticket price. But for the basic ticket, you can use code FTL to save 10%, which you can go and do over at anarchapulco.com. Again, that's anarchapulco.com. They're making anarchy great again, and I highly recommend you get out to this thing. If you've never been, but if you've been before, you know it's a great event. If you've never been, this is the, I would say, premier fun convention, party, kind of networking, live music, all-in-one Liberty event. It really is great, and a great excuse to get out of a cold place during the middle of the wintertime. So again, February 15th through the 18th, anarchapulco.com. We will see you there as we go to Marie is on the line in New Jersey. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Marie.
Hi, how you doing?
Hey, you're listening to
this
WPG.
This is a very serious issue, I feel, and this is why I'm calling you guys, who's
all right.
Smart. Seriously, I'm so frustrated, you have no idea.
All right, what's going on?
Okay, I wanted to get a copy of my electric bill because I'm trying to get grants for my home that was damaged from the Sandy storm.
Okay, that's some time ago, yeah.
The owner used to be the boxing champion of the world in 1926, Peter Latzo. And I've been trying to save this house. I'm doing everything to save it because they want me to get rid of it. But anyway, I was in the hospital. I had some very serious issues. I had a bad accident, but I recovered and so forth.
Before you go on, Marie, when you say they want you to get rid of it, who is that?
It's the people in Margate where I live. Because the house needs work, and it's an eyesore for people.
It's the people. Do your neighbors want you to get rid of it, or the government?
Yeah, I believe that. No, the neighbors. I believe.
So they've said things to you?
No, it was all done in a different way. It was done like calling the authorities, code enforcement, you know, complaining about things. First of all, I initially, when the storm happened, it's 5 years now. Excuse me, just a minute.
Yeah, no problem.
I'm on the radio.
Yeah, shush.
Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt you.
That's okay.
5 years ago, we had that Sandy storm, okay?
Yeah.
And the house took a beating. And I saved it. I got help from FEMA and so forth. And I'm still working on the house. It's not completely finished. And I was, laid up. I was in a bad accident. But yeah. I'm okay now.
Good.
Simply put, I try to get a copy of my electric bill. They would not give it to me. They said, this electric account is no longer yours. It belongs to someone else. I said, who? I said, I've lived here since 1970. Why does somebody else have my account? They wouldn't answer me. They said, well, we can't talk to you because
hold on a moment here. So let me see if I've got this clear. You've lived in the house since 1970. At what point did the electric bill stop coming to you?
oh, I guess about 6 months ago. I didn't know because I ignored it because I shut it off. See, when I went in the hospital, I had the utility shut off.
So you went into the hospital 6 months ago. You had the utility shut off. Then
yeah, I had
the
shut off because I was going to be laid up. I didn't want the utilities on.
Yeah. So then when you got out of the hospital, how long after that was how long were you in the hospital?
Well, I got out of the hospital and, let's see, it would be probably a couple months after I got out.
Yeah.
More than a couple months.
Then you went back home?
No, I couldn't live in the house. I went to check the situation at the house as far as the mail went. So the mail was actually sent to the post office.
Okay. Let me see if I can follow what you're saying here. So you get out of the hospital, you're going somewhere else because the house is in bad shape.
Yeah, I stayed in the rehab.
Are you living in the house now?
No, I can't live in it, no. I'm staying with my son in his apartment.
So is it your understanding that somebody else turned the power back on in the house that you own?
Yes.
Do you still own the house?
That's right. That's right. I fully owned it since 1970.
Are there squatters living in the house?
Nobody's living in the house. The house has been under repair. I had a carpenter put a new kitchen in. I had all kinds of...
So the power's on. The power's on. So, what?
I don't know who it is. They won't tell me who did it.
Then why? Yes. What do you care? I mean, if somebody else wants to pay a power bill on the house, I mean, it's weird, but it doesn't make any sense. But, somebody went ahead and turned the power on.
Sounds bad to me.
My concern is they have access to my home.
That is a legitimate concern.
Are they going into the home?
Why I asked if they're squatters.
Do you have any evidence that people are going in the house?
Well, I don't have evidence. I don't go over there because it's still fairly damaged, and a lot of furniture has just moved in from pods.
Then how do you know that there's no squatters if you don't go there?
Well, my son goes there. My son is clearing out the house.
You need Blink Home Security System. BlinkProtect.com/FTL.
All right. Hey, Marie, so here's
what
I would say to...
Have you ever heard of anything like this before?
No.
No, I mean, because typically your squatters aren't going to turn on their own power, but
I saw an attorney for 2 hours, Andy Miller, because he couldn't figure it out either. And he's a noted attorney in my area. He couldn't figure it out. He doesn't understand. I've never heard of anything like this, he said.
Yeah, that is bizarre.
If the
electric company won't tell you, then, there's not really anything that you can do about that. I mean, you could try to challenge, I think you could probably try to challenge the electric company and say, hey, look, I want to take over this power bill. This is my house. But why you would want to do that if somebody else is paying the power bill on the place? I don't know. I mean,
well,
presumably the power bill's being paid.
They're not paying out of kindness. There's an ulterior motive. Now, I called the state attorney general's office.
Yeah, we don't have time for the rest of the story, but you're welcome to call any other time and update us on what's going on, Marie. I wish you the best of luck. I mean, it just seems to me to be something that you... the concern to me would be, are there people living there? She says there aren't. Well, if you're worried that people are going in occasionally, but maybe they're going there to get high or shoot up or something like that, then maybe it'd be a good idea to go ahead and hire a locksmith and change out the locks on the door. I mean, I don't know what else you could do.
Yeah.
855-450-FREE like freedom. You can join us here. It's Free Talk Live.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
A commemorative President Trump dollar for only $5? Yes, the historic Trump dollar starts at only $5 at TrumpDollar.us. Choose from our unique three-coin collection in gold, silver, and copper. The Vote Trump Dollar, Inaugural Trump Dollar, and Make America Great Again Trump Dollar. Available only at TrumpDollar.us. Minted in the USA, our Trump dollars commemorate President Trump's patriotic stand. Order your Trump dollar collection today in time for Christmas delivery at TrumpDollar.us. That's TrumpDollar.us.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk.
Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. With you in the studio here, you've got Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Don't forget, you can check us out over at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features we have there. Mark, you had just mentioned the Blink Home security system as a way for that lady who was having problems at a house that she says she owns where somebody has turned the power on that was not done in her name. She doesn't know if anybody's actually living there. She says she doesn't think that they are. But why would somebody else besides her turn the power on if they're not intending to be spending time in a place?
It's all very strange.
You had suggested she use the Blink Home Security System, which she could certainly do. It's very affordable. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. You'll get 3 Blink cams for what some of the other guys charge for one security camera, that is. But thing is, you will need to have internet access. So whether the squatters have turned on the internet is another question. And so you would need to have them connected somehow to the internet because they are an internet-based system. They're easy to set up. You can set these wireless cameras up. They're battery-operated. You use a Wi-Fi-enabled device like a tablet or a smartphone, and then you can just place the cameras wherever you want as long as they're within range of the hub, which is the one wire that you plug in. That's the power cable for the hub. It's super easy to get it set up. You decide when the cameras are monitoring, and if they spot some motion, they can then send you a clip. That clip appears on your smart device. And there was an interesting question recently that we have not yet, I think, gotten an answer to. I haven't taken the time to look into this, as to whether or not the clips stay on your phone or if they reside on a server somewhere on the internet. And I'm interested to find out the answer to that question. But regardless, it's a very affordable home security system. You go to blinkprotect.com/FTL. And the other option, of course, would be a very expensive, by comparison, wired home security system, in which case the security footage does stay on your own hard drive in the DVR system. But if a marauder comes and walks away with that, then you've got nothing at that point. So there's actually a benefit to having it stored in the cloud. Yeah, there's ups and downs to everything in life, so you have to decide what's important to you. BlinkProtect.com/FTL to get your Blink home security system. Let's go to Carl in Atlantic City, New Jersey, listening to WPG. Hey, Carl, you're on Free Talk Live.
Gentlemen, thanks for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
You've got a topic. I have a story. Back in 1969, I was a senior in high school, and a student I went to high school with earlier, he left and got his GED. He was in second year of community college with a 4.0 average. But the only reason we knew about it, because he was in trouble with a bartender, too. The bartender overheard the people that went to the bar that they were going on vacation. So this kid I knew with the bartender broke into the home. It became not a burglary, a home invasion. They killed the two people in the house. How bright was he? I don't want to paint him with a broad brush. That would be sexist, I guess. What I would say a wide brush. But he was so intelligent that him and the other guy went to prison for a long time for killing them two people.
Jeez.
But he got his GED.
Well, you know, all I can say is that government schools are very well represented in the prison system.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that's true. Carl, anything else?
I don't think you can blame the schools for him involved in murdering them two people, can you?
I don't know what I would blame, but it does seem like an interesting correlation, right? Like government schools,
yeah.
Far more people who are in prison went to government schools than other, you know,
but
private schools.
But most people go to government schools. It's probably like 90%
right,
or something.
I think it's
like
about
that.
85%, but I would bet you that the representation in prison
is higher
than 85%. Like, I don't think there's a...
Did you know any homeschoolers while you were in prison?
I can't think of one.
Yeah, I bet you're right about that.
I can think of one. He's a councilman in Atlantic City, and I asked him how come he homeschools his children.
He was in prison?
Why? No.
No, my question was to Mark, who was in prison for almost 9 years in Florida, as to did he know anyone who was homeschooled that was in prison, and he said he did not, to which you said you knew of one, and you cited the councilman. So you weren't saying the councilman was in prison. You said you knew of you meant that he had a homeschooled child.
Six children,
yeah.
And his wife and are homeschooled.
Yeah, the homeschooled kids seem to be better behaving than non-homeschooled kids because they are more likely to be socialized with people who are different ages. They're more likely to spend time around adults, not just exclusively a group of, you know, people that are their age, which of course means that they're always around in government school, always around very immature people, and they don't have the variety that they could get from a homeschooled kind of experience. Carl, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. David is in New Mexico on Skype. Go ahead, David.
Hey, yeah. You just said something that I've been saying on the radio here locally for years, that one of the big flaws with our our educational system is stratifying people by age.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't need to repeat what you just said because you just said it, but I just wanted to back you up on that one. I think that's a completely artificial environment that screws people up.
Yeah, I can tell you at my private school, I remember sort of this third grader befriended me, and I don't know whether I was in kindergarten or first grade or whatever, but I sort of went looking for him and, you know, somehow ended up at the classroom. Maybe he was second grade. I don't know exactly what it was. But he was a couple of grades above me, and I ended up at the classroom at recess time, sort of asking his teacher, you know, where he was, and... you know, admittedly, it was quite naive to go asking his teacher where he was on the playground or whatever to play with. But she basically said, you shouldn't be playing with him.
Wow.
He's too old.
2 years older?
You should be playing with kids in your class.
My God, that's insane.
Right, yeah. And, for instance, if you go back to the K through, when one-room schoolhouse, when all ages were in one room, there was less problems in society, I believe. I mean, there's other factors that go into that as well. And then I went to high school when I lived in a small town in Minnesota. We had K through 12 all in the same school,
mm-hmm.
and so you'd be walking through the halls, and there'd be seniors and kindergartners, you know, mixing to some degree. I mean, not completely. I mean, the little kids were kept pretty much in the room all day, but you'd pass them in the halls and talk to them. It made for a lot healthier environment, in my assessment. Not what I called about, but I thought I'd back you up on that since you said it just before I picked up or before
yeah,
you
go ahead,
my call. Another thing is, since you had asked, you'd solicited people to give you feedback on sociopath versus psychopath.
Yeah, sure.
I won't give you the details. I just was doing some reading on, I had some previous experience reading on this, and then I just did some while I was waiting. In my case, I looked at WebMD, but go anywhere you want. WebMD just had a good comparison. What's the difference between sociopath?
All right, let's hear it.
Well, I don't want to recite it to you because I'll mess it up. But it comes a lot down to empathy mm-hmm. and intent. For instance, both of them don't really feel empathy for other people, is what the claim is.
Right.
But a psychopath differs from a sociopath. Primarily in that they don't feel empathy, but they know what they're doing to manipulate you. Whereas a sociopath doesn't really feel empathy. They're not really trying to manipulate you. They're just trying to get what they want. Whereas the sociopath is intentionally trying to manipulate
you.
You
said the psychopath is intentionally trying to manipulate, not the sociopath.
Exactly. Okay. The psychopath is intentionally trying to manipulate you, and the sociopath is just trying to get what they want without necessarily calculating.
It's a subtle distinction, but I appreciate you calling to share that. Thank you, David. The toll-free number here, if you want to join us, 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
I thought the term sociopath had been retired.
I've not heard that, no.
Google said that, I forgot what it said for sociopath, but it said psychopath was just somebody with a mental disorder or illness.
Well, the specific disorder is that they have no empathy and that they can take advantage of people.
You're going to have to show this right. to me in black
right.
and white.
I'll find something. Toll-free number here. He said WebMD's got it. 855.
Doctors don't officially diagnose people as psychopaths or sociopaths.
Either one.
That's what it says.
Huh. What do they call them now?
I'm going to read the article.
There's more coming up here in moments. You can join us here, 855-450-FREE. What is a person called who has no empathy for others? It's Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratewithoutborders.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free to bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-453, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features waiting for you. With you here tonight, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. We're going to go back to your phone calls and thoughts, but we were talking a little further about this sociopath versus psychopath. Mark, you brought up the WebMD story. I don't know if you wanted to share more out of that, because we just kind of scratched the surface, and there are some interesting distinctions here. You did point out that they say the DSM, which is the God book or whatever of the psychological
Diagnostic
business,
and Statistical Manual of Mental Health Disorders.
Yeah, apparently it does not actually include psychopath or sociopath.
Right, these are old terms that people like. They've got a lot of sort of baggage over time. They've got momentum, I guess, is probably the best way to describe them. And, that this is Free Talk Live is not a technical show. We go with the mo, and so consequently, the difference between a psychopath and a sociopath is whether they have a conscience to some extent, right? So a psychopath basically doesn't have a conscience. A sociopath has one, but it's weak. So a psychopath says if he lies to you so that he can steal your money, he won't feel any moral qualms, though he may pretend to. He may observe others and then act the way they do so as not to be found out. So he mimics a conscience,
right,
but doesn't necessarily have one. A sociopath typically has a conscience, but it's weak. He may know that taking your money is wrong, and he may feel some guilt or remorse, but
that
won't stop the behavior. Right. So they're not always violent. TV shows show psychopaths and sociopaths usually as villains who kill or torture innocent people. At worst,
like
they're cold, calculating killers. Others, he says, are skilled at climbing their way up to the corporate ladder.
Just con men.
Yeah, or even have to get... So basically, it doesn't matter whether they are strangling somebody or stealing their wallet or bilking widows out of their homes, they may still be these things. So cold-hearted psychopath versus a hot-headed sociopath. It's not always easy to spot a sociopath. They can be intelligent and charming and good at mimicking emotions. They may pretend to be interested in you, but in reality, they probably don't care. They're skilled actors whose sole mission is to manipulate people for personal gain. Sociopaths are less able to play along. They make it plain that they're not interested in anyone but themselves. They often blame others and have excuses for their behavior. Some experts see sociopaths as hot-headed because they ask without thinking how others may be affected. Psychopaths are more cold-hearted and calculating. They carefully plot their moves and use aggression in a planned-out way to get what they want. And if they're after more money or status at the office, for example, they'll make a plan to take out any barriers that stand in the way, even if it's another person's job or reputation. So brain differences.
Wow.
Apparently, psychopaths actually have brain differences, and that a psychopath may be watching a movie that has blood or violence in it, and their heart, the normal person's heart would be faster, their breathing quickens, and their palms get sweaty. A psychopath has the opposite reaction.
Huh.
He gets calmer, and that quality helps psychopaths be fearless and engage in risky behavior. They don't fear the consequences of their actions. So apparently people who like to watch violent stuff and are fearless may have to look out for their own psychotic behavior.
Interesting stuff. That's from WebMD.
That's the WebMD. Yeah.
So there you go. More about sociopaths versus psychopaths. We go to, interestingly, Ricky in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky.
Thank you, there, brother. And now I'm going to ask you this. Now, I didn't know tonight's topic. Now, I will say I can talk about libertarians like I may, or I happen to have two open cases, one of them involving a psychopath and one of them involving a sociopath. Now, it's your choice. What you'd like me to talk about?
Ricky, it doesn't work that way. This is a talk show where you can call in about anything you want. So if you were calling about something that you want to discuss, then you may do that.
What about you, Brother Mark? What do you think?
I didn't hear the list.
I want to hear about the psychopath.
All right, Joni Ray's decided. Go ahead.
That being said, now, first of all, to give you a little bit of background, first one, the sociopath. Now, this woman
I wanted to hear about the psychopath.
Okay, the psychopath. Now, there's a reason why I'm saying that, Johnny Ray, because I'm differentiating between the psychopath and the sociopath, if I may.
You may.
Thank you. Now, this woman I spoke about in the past, I call the Rat, her street name. Now, she would be a sociopath. Now, Mark's description is very correct when it comes to the sociopath. Now, here's the difference between the sociopath and the psychopath. See, the sociopath actually has emotions. Now, they are limited, but they are there. Now, the difference when it comes to the psychopath, in this case, a female also. Now, she used to be a stripper, and that's fine. But see, here the thing is, she was, one of the things you didn't cover yet is abuse. See, one commonality between the psychopath and the psychopath is abuse. Now, the psychopath, listen to me, the psychopath does not necessarily have to be abused. They just have to believe they're abused, mind you. Now, furthermore, see, the psychopath has...
Are you saying that a psychopath can be made into a psychopath from being abused?
Oh, I would think so at young age, yeah.
Now, that being said, if I may. Now, the key thing with the psychopath is their emotions are locked up. They still exist, but they're locked up in the subconscious, even further than that, through the trauma, or at least the trauma they believe they may have had. In the case of this girl, who's an open case... she has suffered serious traumas as a child up to a 12-year-old. By the time she was a 12-year-old, she was already on the way to being a psychopath. Now, you have the criminal element. She got the criminal element around 22. Mm-hmm. That is typical for a psychopath. Once you start with the criminal element, it's downhill. Now, more importantly, the psychopath cannot feel their own emotions, but yet they have the desire to experience those emotions. But that experience hurts. Okay? They are struggling for everything, whether it be stealing, whether it be drugs, whether it be, any kind of crime, stripping, the experience, you see, but that experience...
Stripping's a crime?
No, but it's for the experience, okay? They are also very overtly sexual, very experimental, reason why they want to experience emotion, but see, every time...
Now, where did you learn about psychopaths from?
Well, at one point I was going to be a psychologist, but also I have experience dealing with it with two open cases.
What do you mean an open case? Remember, he's a deputy.
Yes, and this one's a serious case.
But I thought you were like some fake deputy that you just sort of called yourself a deputy. Are you hunting these people down?
You're way off. I say you're way off this time, son.
I didn't say that about Ricky from the Commonwealth. You did. Now, you described a sociopath. Donald J. Trump is a sociopath.
What's Hillary Clinton?
Hillary Clinton is neither. And she has been medically cleared and examined by
everybody.
That's
right. He likes Hillary.
I know. That's why I asked.
More importantly.
I mean, pretty much every politician is a sociopath, though, right? I mean, come on. Why are you giving this lady a pass?
Wait a minute. There's also different levels of sociopath. Now, the rat, I would call medium level. Now, when she's with a boyfriend who's a cop killer... Okay, she become a high-level sociopath, medium to high. I wouldn't say she's Trump status, but she's pretty damn close.
Why are you giving Hillary Clinton a pass? I mean, you don't get up as high in politics as she has without being a sociopath.
Wait a minute. I was going to enter into the political arena, and I speak the truth. I would not be of these people. Now, I call them as they are. I'm not going to just be like the rest of you people. If somebody is what they is, I will call them that. Good example, Woodrow Wilson. Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, I say, what's going on here?
Thanks for the call tonight. Toll free number 855-450 free like freedom.
I'm pretty sure Warner Brothers is going to have something to say to you at some point here in the relatively near future.
Yeah, whatever. I don't know. Can they do that? Can they? Can they restrict words being played?
I think you're probably at fair use if you stay under 7 seconds.
Guys, I wanted to say regarding this psychopathy and so forth that I had always considered basically everything in our lives to be determined by our parents, you know, genetically.
Really? So you cut out environment?
I don't cut it out. But basically, practically speaking, genetics is the number one determiner of your behavior. And then
is this your opinion, or is this coming from, like, you know, some kind of study?
What I've heard about, for example, getting heart disease, and I basically considered your behavior, your day-to-day behavior, to be affected by the same things that would also cause you a chronic illness.
All right, let's come back and talk about this genetics versus environment.
Nature versus nurture comes on here on Free Talk Live.
All right, there's more on the way here. Our toll-free number, if you want to join us, in hour number three, 855-450-free like freedom. Plus, we got the horse story and economics in one lesson. We'll talk about savings, part one of four. We're going to break up a chapter because it's honestly just too long for me to get done in a week. It's Free Talk Live.
Guys, wouldn't your wife or girlfriend love it if you treated her to the very best this Christmas? Well, you can, and you don't even have to go out of your way. We're talking about the world's softest pajamas, available exclusively at Pajamagram.com. That's Pajamagram.com. Created by a team of dedicated pajama experts, the world's softest pajamas are lighter than a cloud, softer than a bunny, like cashmere, only better. She'll love the way the world's softest pajamas feel, and you'll love the way they look. More than a gift, they're a feeling, an invitation to relax a little longer. The world's softest pajamas are available only at Pajamagram.com. Visit today and give her a gift that keeps on giving to both of you. Plus, you don't even have to wrap, because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging, and Christmas delivery is guaranteed. So visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month, and
$347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
If you or someone you care about loves outdoor adventure, then check out slingbow.com for some unique holiday gift ideas. That's slingbow.com, where we have some innovative new products for the archer, hunter, or bow fishing enthusiast in your family. Now through January, use the promo code HOLIDAY to get free shipping in the U.S. or Canada. And from all of us at Slingbow Industries, have a safe, joyous, and peaceful holiday season.